This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a good week. We've got some things done that needed to get done and moving forward. We actually moved offices at the end of last week. I may have mentioned that. So that was fun. Got that all taken care of, and so this has been our first full week in the new offices, and everything seems to be fine. So it's good. It's good. Writing is good. I'm really just been waiting to take pictures of the kids. Last week was spring break, so we held. And then I think we're planning on taking pictures on Saturday. If we take pictures on Saturday, I should be able to get the covers done for Windfall Book 20. And front cover and back cover and spine and blah, 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 blah. Everything else seems to be ready to go. So hopefully I'll be able to get the actual files all sent off to KDP to where I can get the books ordered. So I'll need to start writing the emails, get that done today, maybe tomorrow, today, sometime in there. And so that's all going fine. I am working on the Bugs Bunny costume. And so, moving forward on that. And so that's fun. At this point, I am folding pieces of black construction paper. And folding them into origami tessellations. I have a particular tessellation that I'm using. They have another tessellation that is half as big and tall and wide and all that sort of thing. So I'm working through the 1-inch tessellation, and I'm going to do like 35 of those to make sure that I have some... Sorry, my nose is running. Make sure that I have those ready to go, and then I need to make, I don't know, potentially 10 half-inch versions of that. The idea, actually, maybe more than that, but the idea being I'm going to take all of those and then convert them, hopefully, into a tuxedo jacket, because we're doing a paper costume for Bugs Bunny Day. Get those all converted, and then once I have that, go ahead and build out a shirt out of paper, and then a cummerbund out of paper, and then a bow tie. I'm gonna build a bow tie out of paper. If I get all that done, I've pretty well got it covered. And then the only other thing is if I do any extra little doodads and things for, if I do any doodads, extra things for, like, extra elements of the bit. I did find some, I probably mentioned this, but I did find some really terrible origami versions of some of the Looney Tunes characters. And I mean, they are terrible. They're terrible. But they're so bad that they're funny. So I may make a couple of those and I think I've got plenty of time to get all this done. The the one issue that I have to deal with is I'm also going to do World Parrot Day, which is at the end of May. That'll be a new one. And and then haven't really fully decided what we're doing for Mother's Day. Because I had chatted with Nett. That was one of the costumes she was a little uncomfortable with. And so we had talked about some different potential costumes, but we had never nailed it down. And we're getting close enough now. I've got to nail it down. And we either will just go out of town and do something else for Mother's Day or something. Don't know what. So we'll see. We'll see how that all goes. So that's all fine. We're all good. We are having small groups come over tonight. And so because of that, I will need to get started pretty quickly after I get back home to do some of those things. You know, it's, I came across a couple of different episodes of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s podcast, and you know, it's you just listen to this stuff and go, goodness. And so somebody's out beside the road looking for something. So the one podcast that this guy is talking about is, this is the guy who used to work for the drug companies. And I have his name here somewhere. I don't know where it is. Anyways, and so he worked for the drug companies until he got to the place where he just saw that the whole healthcare system was deteriorating and that Big Pharma just ended up owning everything. And they've just crunched the doctors down to the point where basically your average clinician has 7 minutes. And they're just trying to survive because they've got this crushing debt. You know, Big Pharma and insurance pretty much bought up anything, and the whole thing for them is just produce products, do surgeries, you know, bills so that you can make profits. And then this guy started talking about the pharmacy benefit manager. And so this started out as something where these pharmacy benefit managers would actually negotiate with the drug companies and try to get better deals, etc., etc., etc. But then the pharmaceutical companies figured out how to come in and buy them all out. So this guy that was talking with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said that, you know, for instance, one of the things that was happening when you're talking about metformin, he said, we had a situation where metformin cost about $2 to make. $4 was their copay, but instead of allowing the person just to pay $4 and be done with it, what was happening is when they would file for insurance, the big insurance companies would make the person pay $10 for it, and you know, then pocket whatever was left because they would charge them enough, when they could have just bought it out of hand for $4, because they filed for insurance, then that drove up the cost because the insurance companies had built in kickbacks for all those people. And as it turns out, these pharmacy benefit managers, a lot of them are getting kickbacks on all these drugs. You know, a 30% kickback to them. And so you've got all of this stuff going on. Another example that he gave was the fact that insulin per month for a diabetic costs about $40 a month to manufacture. The patient is paying $600 to $800 a month. And all of that extra there is divided up against all the people. He said it's interesting because health insurance and the healthcare system isn't necessarily known by those names anymore. It's gone to managed care. It's the managed care system. And this guy says, yeah, basically, we're managing to maximize profit. And he was talking about the fact that in America, the number one reason for bankruptcy is healthcare costs. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was talking to him and saying, okay, so what do we do? What do we do? And the guy said, well, first of all, people need to know how much stuff costs. And he said, people don't know. They just go and figure, oh, well, I just have to pay what they're going to charge me. The other thing that they started talking about, and this was one of the reasons that I especially wanted to do this podcast, is because when they started talking about the insurance companies, one of the things that I heard, you know, one of the things they said, and I thought, whoa, wait a minute, what? Because one of the things that they said was you would think that the insurance companies would want to have as few claims as possible. But that's not actually true. Because if they have more claims, then they can justify raising their rates. So what they can do is if they have more claims, then they jack up their premiums, not only to make up the fact that they can charge to cover those premiums, but they also jack up the rates to make a little extra while they're at it. And so there's, the whole system is just as corrupt as can possibly be. And they make money when people are sick. So of course they want people, you know, to be sick. And, you know, it's just amazing when you listen to someone who was on the inside talk about all this stuff, and you just see that over and over what they're doing is just capitalizing on the fact that people are being punished for the fact that they need medical care. And it's just, you know, so, you know, one of the things is he was talking about, I don't know what drug this was, but if you bought the drug from the drug companies, it was like $14,000 a year. And so the drug companies were suing the compounding pharmacies, which are just, you know, they're these little pharmacies that are actually making the drugs themselves. And those pharmacies, the big drug companies, sued these little compounding pharmacies because they could make that same drug for about $40. And they didn't want them making that drug for $40. And he said, it's just amazing because he said, Big Pharma has like 2,500 manufacturing facilities that have never been inspected in the last 5 years. And he said his compounding pharmacy was inspected 3 times in the last 24 months. And he started talking about things like Big Pharma had eye drops that had gotten corrupted and it affected a lot of people. And Bayer had a hemophilia drug that got cross-contaminated with HIV and it infected like 7,000 people and 1,200 people died. And you just see these patterns of misleading with in terms of what is the efficacy of drugs and misleading in terms of what is the safety of drugs. And it just goes over and over and over. He said the big drug companies now, a lot of them have opened up manufacturing facilities way out in the hinterlands in India because they're so far out that no one's even going to go inspect those things. And it's really, yeah, it's just really amazing. The other podcast that I listened to real quickly, and it was just a 4-minute one, also RFK, but he talked to another guy who has been working on, you know, trying to get some better health care for people. And they started talking about Ozempic. And they started talking about the fact that Ozempic, it's like $15,000 a year that people have to pay for Ozempic. But they could probably get a better benefit just from eating better food and exercising. And so you have these situations where the big pharma companies are pushing and pushing and pushing the FDA and even the IRS to only allow people to go towards drugs that other watchdog industries are saying, yeah, this is probably is not going to help anyone. These $15,000 a year drugs, but the, you know, big drug companies want to do it and they've got enough pull in like the FDA and the IRS and the CDC and all those things that they can steer the whole conversation to stuff that's not going to be that effective and potentially has serious side effects. And you just look at this machine that's just grinding away, getting people on as many drugs as possible. And one of the things, this guy who was talking about Ozempic and talking about some of these other things, you know, one of the things, I forgot what I was going to say, that he talked about on this is, I really have no idea what I was going to say. You know, you just see how it's all just this giant machine to separate people from their money. You know, one of the things that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said is we supposedly have one of the greatest healthcare systems in the year. I really need to go do some stuff inside, but I'm trying to get this wrapped up. We supposedly have one of the greatest healthcare systems in the world. And yet our people are sicker than anywhere else in the world. I mean, it's just terrible. It's just absolutely terrible. And I was listening to these podcasts this week just thinking, oh, dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. So, just a word of advice. If you haven't already, take control of your own healthcare. Do your own research. Figure out for yourself what you're going to do for yourself, because the chances are, whatever doctor you're using, they are deeply in debt, and they are beholden to this giant monolith that really does. I am so tired. I didn't get much sleep last night, and I am just crashy. This monolith that only wants to separate you from your money. This is Phil Ferens. Have a great day.